You're on Texas Standard Time.
If you want to know Texas politics, political consultant Matthew Dowd is a good person to talk to.
I've worked on campaigns on both sides of the aisle, many in Texas and many else around the country.
He's worked for governors, presidents. You get the idea.
When I was 12 years old, I watched Watergate hearings, and I got fascinated by it and entranced by it. And so I said, that's what I want to do in some way. I want to get involved in politics.
He's done it ever since, and he's seen lots of fast change happen in Texas over the last four decades.
How fast this is changing, the campaign that you ran 10 years ago is no longer valid in what you need to do today.
So, number one, candidates hoping to win Texas will need a crash course in Hispanic and Latinx voters.
Just because you can pronounce fajita doesn't mean you have some connection to the Latino community or Latina community here.
So please, don't make any rookie mistakes. For instance, a lot of political rallies in Texas play mariachi music. Nothing wrong with that. But keep in mind, mariachis are originally from Mexico, and the community's heritage hails from all over the globe, from 20-plus Spanish-speaking countries located in places as different as Africa, Europe, and the Americas. Dowd likes to remind candidates Latinx and Hispanic voters are very diverse.
Geographically, demographically, and generationally.
So meet voters where they are. Make an effort. Work it.
You can't just say, I put a website together and then somebody comes in, you know, months later and says, maybe we ought to translate it into Spanish.
The message to candidates is, don't be afraid to learn more. Now that candidates know about Hispanic and Latinx voters, let's focus our attention on another fast-growing group in Texas. In fact, the fastest-growing demographic, Asian Americans. That community has grown by 42% since 2010. Today, every major city in Texas hosts Lunar New Year celebrations, like this one in Houston. Just a few weeks ago, dancers dressed as Chinese dragons entertained a large crowd there. From my view in Austin, I've seen more Asian American students at my son's elementary school each year. I talked to some of their parents as we waited for school to end the other day about the issues that matter to them. Rika Joshi from India says her main issue is healthcare.
I mean, I have two kids. And they do fall sick, and so many of us have old parents. It's important to take care of your family too, and that's, I think, getting harder by the day.
Another mom, who didn't want to be named, talked about how fears of the coronavirus are reigniting racism against Asian Americans. At the University of Texas, I met Vi Nguyen. She's a pediatrician and an artist, and she is of Vietnamese heritage.
Personally, you know, immigration, refugees, yes, this is a topic that's important to us. But also a lot of things that are misconceptions of the Asian community is that, you know, poverty doesn't relate to us. And there's a huge rate of poverty amongst Asian communities all across the nation. What's happening in this country in regards to acceptance of refugees? Of course, it's a very strong voice in my decisions for candidates, but it's not the only one.
Karthik Ramakrishnan says this diversity of issues,
including gun control, including environmental protection,
shouldn't surprise candidates. He teaches political science and public policy at the University of California, Riverside. This year, he cites the candidacy of Andrew Yang, the first Asian American to run for president on the Democratic side, as a challenge to the old stereotype that Asian Americans are the silent demographic.
Andrew Yang's candidacy was refreshing in a lot of ways because he was running on an issue that most people would not identify as an Asian American issue or even a minority issue. The threat of automation and the solution was universal basic income. That was a new look that we had not seen before among minority candidates or candidates of color.
Yeah. Big picture, color is what candidates will find in the Texas of 2020. So, come prepared, because Texas politics are no longer just in black and white. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.